I'm Jody Weitz, results and success coach, and these podcasts teach you how to make significant changes to live your dreams, make a positive impact on the world, and drop your regrets. It's time for you to get spectacular. Welcome back to Your Spectacular Life. I'm Jody Weitz, your life and work coach, making sure both of those are no less than spectacular. I am on the podcast today with Rebecca Scott. Hi, Rebecca.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Oh, so happy to do that. Let me tell you something about Rebecca. Rebecca Scott calls herself a Midwest mama and is a serial entrepreneur, host of the Encourager podcast, designer and founder of a handmade purse and accessory brand for 15 years, and coach for moms committed to helping them thrive in their multi-passionate lifestyle without hustling. Now that's interesting, Rebecca. Without hustling. Now I know entrepreneurs, startups, solopreneurs, it's all about working, you know, the 65-hour week and burning yourself out. And then you trying to deal with family matters, etc.
Yeah.
Why not hustling? What would you tell people right off the bat that they don't have to hustle?
Well, even the word feels exhausting. So I am part of it's kind of a new buzzword, but like this anti-hustle culture. But I think we realize, you know, going through 2020, which nobody wants to talk about, but going through that, we realized, whoa, we were really at a pace that was unmanageable. And so I'll never wish that would happen again. It did cause us to pause for a moment and go, wait. What's important? What do I really want out of this? Is it totally necessary for me to do 65 plus hours? And so I loved the shift that it caused in our mindsets, especially if you're running multiple roles, whether you're a wife, mother, entrepreneur, side gig, side hustle, you know, whatever it might be, it shifted us to think like, is it really that important? Like, what is the end result of this? And so I really do not ascribe to the fact that we need to have hustle in order to finish things or in order to start things or in order to do things. I think you can still do things, but you don't have to invite hustle into the process.
So, you know, I know there's a lot to get done. Some of my coaching clients,
right,
you know, they're feeling always overwhelmed and their to-do list is miles long. So I am curious, for yourself, what would you say to things you need to get done? You know, kids need attention, husbands need food. I know you can share all this responsibility. You know, how have you handled it yourself in your own personal life?
Well, I would say this. So you heard in the introduction that I run three brands. We farm and ranch here in South Dakota. My husband also has a construction business, and I have four kiddos. So right there, you're like, whoa, right?
Right.
But I sleep really well, and I still get things done. Do I get all the things done? No. But I still get the things done that really, truly matter. And my kids still know my name and love me. So I will preface it with that. And part of the way that I do that and would recommend is we feel that like overwhelm and that to-do list that never gets completed is to, you know, look through it and make sure that the priority list is there. And so two things that I just highly recommend when I do coaching is like, I want you to think about, zoom out on your life, look above, like 30 feet above or even 30 feet ahead. Like it could be a two different mindset there and go, what's really important? So for me and my priority list is that I'm a servant of God. I'm a woman of faith. Right. I'm a wife to Nicholas. I'm a mother of four. And then I'm owner and designer of all of my brands. So if I keep that priority list in mind and I have it in two places in my home, because the first one you always forget, right? It becomes part of the background. The second one is your friendly reminder.
Yeah.
Okay. Put it in two different places. Then when I'm looking through my to-do list, I number that as if, okay, how can I serve Nick well today? Because normally my husband before I knew how to practice this would probably be at the bottom of the list because we just have this agreement that we'll survive together. And I didn't
Right.
want that. I wanted to thrive. And so it was like one of the first things I do before he walks out the door to do chores is like, hey, how can I help you today? It's just
Oh,
the simplest thing.
that,
90% of the
that's
time, you guys,
great.
nothing, nothing. But that one simple question tells him, you're a priority. I want to see if there's anything I can do to help you. And he always asks in return, is there anything I can do to help you? Which is a beautiful statement back because I probably have more for him to help me with than vice versa. And then also like, okay, well, how am I going to show up for my kiddos today? Is everybody being picked up? Did I notice any nuances in their attitudes and their moods where they just need a little bit more time? And then I take a look at my brands and what they need for the day. So by keeping that priority list top of mind, it's easier to prioritize my to-do list than what really matters. So now doing that, though, it doesn't mean the to-do list goes away, right? Like you're still going to need to do the things. But if you are truly prioritizing the things that will fill up your heart, those things will be done. You'll realize what is the most important thing of that big to-do thing. And you'll do that, even if it just means the minimum.
Yeah, and I love the fact that faith is part of what balances and grounds you, and
Oh,
out
yeah.
of that comes love,
Yes.
I'm assuming. And
Yes. Yeah.
with all those other beautiful things going on in your life, you know, I'm assuming everything flows better. Is that right?
Oh, it does. I mean, there's still moments of like, I wouldn't say chaos because that is such an overused word, but there's moments of busyness. But because everybody is mostly on the same page that we want to be a team together, we stick together better and we harmonize together better. So I always say like my whole goal in my podcast and any of my coaches is that I want to harmonize both work and home life because I don't think that you have to separate them. One thing that I did in my studio that was kind of a big deal is I built a studio onto the farmhouse. My husband did. And we did work with a contractor at times, depending on if we were calving. So we have to work with somebody else, right? And I wanted this huge opening into the studio. And he's like, no, why don't you just have doors to close it off? My husband said the same thing. Like, well, no, let's just put a door and then you can close off the studio. I said, no, because I knew my priority list was that this was last. The being the founder of my companies was last. I wanted to be a wife and a mother and a servant of God first. And if that opening was large, then the kiddos would know this is as much their space as it is my space. And I got it. So I fought hard and I got it because we had to put up all these different beams and stuff to get it. But that way it honors what my priority list and it reminds me that the large opening to the other part of the house is still a very big chunk of my life. And if it was a closed off, I can't think the reaction would be the same. So I'm giving you permission to prioritize the things that don't necessarily generate you money. It's to prioritize the things that bring you the most joy.
Yeah. And you get reminded, it sounds like,
yeah.
on a daily basis,
Yes.
of what's important.
Yeah.
One of your kids needs you, the door's
Yeah.
not closed, locked,
Yeah.
et cetera.
Yeah.
They get to walk in and you get to
Yeah.
handle whatever crisis momentary
Yeah.
is coming up.
Yeah.
And that's really a beautiful thing to do that. Now, curiously, it sounds like this took a little bit of work and
Oh,
still
yes.
taking work. How did it come about? I'm sure, you
Yeah.
know, a year into marriage when you're
Right.
crazy and busy and maybe even pregnant, you know, things
Yeah.
probably had to be settled, or 5 years, etc. So tell me how you discovered, all right, this is the way I want
We
my
gotta
life.
change.
Yeah. How did that come about?
Well, I have a fun exact story of how it happened for me in particular, and I'm always glad because I'm like, I can always use this to help explain what happened. My business was 18 months old and my son was 18 months old, my firstborn. And I was packing for an art show, you know, like craft and art shows where you pack up your things. So I sell these handmade purses and accessories. So I was packing them and moving back and forth between the farmhouse and my email notifications were going off. We have a landline that was ringing. We literally had barn animals that were out. Like it couldn't have been more things like going on. And my little guy kept saying, can I have a snack? And I would pass by him and I'm like, just a minute, just a minute. Well, I'd said it like probably three or four times, right? And then the one time he snagged me one more time and said, mommy, snack, I lost it in the most over dramatic way possible. And to this day, I can still picture his little eyes welling up because he couldn't understand why his simple request which I was the serving to give him, was such a big deal. And
Mm.
so I went ahead and I got the snack because the toddler never forgets the snack. And then I got in the fetal position and just cried my heart out. Like, how am I going to do this? Because I didn't get the message that I had to wait. I was like, okay, well, then I'll put the business off. That wasn't the message I received. I think God was telling me, no, you can do both, but we're going to prioritize this the right way. And so what I did is I called and I canceled the show that I was packing for, which is a big deal
Wow,
in the art world.
yeah.
Like, they won't invite you back. And they didn't invite me back for 6 years. Like, they were
Oh,
forced. So,
great, yay.
but I set apart that day, how am I going to do both? And so what I did is I started journaling everything I did that next week. I journaled how long it took to get snacks, to make supper, to email, to make the purse, to take baths, to go for walks. Like, I just started timing because I wanted to find out how am I going to organize both these things together? And I wanted to find out how much time was spent on both home life
Yeah.
and work life. And what I started to see was systems coming out of them, or categories, if you will. So I was like, okay, well, here, after I journal, here are all the things I'm doing to take care of myself. Here's where I'm exercising. Here's where I'm doing bath time for myself. Here's where I'm going out with a girlfriend. You know, I started thinking, like, okay, these are all their own little group of a me system, if you will. Then I started recognizing all the amount of food. So that's a food system. And I started highlighting what am I doing with my food? And then I saw my work system come to life. Like, okay, well, here's where I'm working, and here's the different categories in there. And then I also saw, well, here's where I'm spending family time and what that means. And then, well, here's where I'm doing a lot of home stuff, like I'm cleaning and I'm organizing and I'm doing laundry. So those five systems came to light because of that, just those journal entries of, like, here's what I'm doing when. And then I started going, okay, if I'm zooming out and looking at these are the five major areas that I work in every week, when I'm feeling really overwhelmed and chaotic, I can look at it and go, which one of these systems is most broke right now? Like, why does it feel chaotic? Is it because my work is actually 70 hours a week? Or is it because we've been eating really crappy food and I haven't concentrated enough on what I'm putting in everybody's body? So just that zoom out version and being able to look at the five systems objectively instead of, like, my whole life is chaotic and I have to start completely over in a drastic change, which nobody has the time for a drastic change either. It allowed me to make small tweaks in the areas so that I could do better in each area. And that's how I was able to, like, I picked up two brands after that because I'd really dialed in what works and I could have more children and I could still be a great volunteer in my church and stuff because I was really able to zoom out and look and go, okay, so, like, if our family system is changing because we're adding a kid, then let's take a look at our family system changing. How will that affect the other system? I'm going to have to narrow work by about 30 hours to make sure that I give the appropriate time for this new kiddo. Yeah.
Boy,
So that's how
it's
I did
wow, impressive. It really
it.
is. And you know what's impressive is you were honest and you systemized it so you could figure out, get the data out of it. How many
Yes.
hours on this task in this area? Which means where's it going to come from? You know, do I
Yeah.
want it to come from my walks where I
Yes.
quiet the mind and give back and nurture myself, or where is that going to come from? And I love these five key systems because you are saying every mom needs to do this. And I'm assuming every person, you know,
Yeah.
male,
Oh,
female,
yes.
you know, let's
100%.
throw out mom, but you had a lot of your time as a priority for your kids. So how do you get reluctant people to really, I guess, feel guilt-free in saying, I'm moving these 30 hours back to me doing less of work? I mean, because people are really dedicated to what they want to see as successful,
Oh,
and maybe
sure.
hard to do that.
Sure. Well, I think that there are seasons that will be probably a hustle. So if you're honest with yourself and with your family, but there has to be an end date to it. So if you have chosen, like, I really need to prioritize it this year, this is the right time. Okay. Then what does that mean for your family, your food, and your me system? And what will that require? So maybe there's less me system as you, like, finish this, like, push. And what does that push look like? Is it going to be 30 extra hours a week? Is it going to be 6 months? Just being really clear about that with yourself and then with your family and friends, and they kind of honor it. They're like, hey, you know what? She's crazy right now. But it's because of this, and there is an end date to it. And it also tells yourself like there's an end date. But if you're feeling guilty also for, you know, how much you do want to apply to something you love, make sure you create that push date or whatever that looks like, or take a look at what could you like remove a couple hours from. So maybe for your food system, you're going to have it ordered in, or you're going to take a deeper look at getting a cleaning lady. You know, what would it be to still prioritize it, but maybe not at the fever pitch you are currently pursuing, because you will burn out on it. And then going back to what is your priority list? How can you make sure that it stays in its spot, nice and neat, without you feeling guilty for letting down any of your other roles?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So just pick and choose and get some outside help.
Yes.
Well,
yeah. The other thing you can do is, like, I always talk about the 1% rule. So, you know, in that moment with Gus, I could have said, nope, I'm going to raise kids and then I'll start my business. But that wasn't the message I got. So I thought, well, how can I just pursue this at 1%, the tiniest, tiniest thing? So in that moment, it was canceling the show. But what if it's just like, okay, well, I'm going to send one email a day, or I'm going to make one hour of learning a day for this new thing that you're taking on. Just 1% it, because the chances are it turns into 2 to 10 to 50%. But just that little tiny engine will keep reminding yourself and your family that it's something you want to pursue, but you're willing to be flexible on the time it takes and when it is complete.
Yeah.
1% everything.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea, because it's a small bite-sized chunk of everything in your day. All right, you know, I'm going to spend 15 minutes, which would be about 1%, or 5%, and just get done what I need to get done.
And not feel guilty because it was such a tiny amount. That guilt will get you.
And, you know, I love what I'm hearing with systems, because it also helps you to have a strong boundary and help everyone in the family know about the boundary, not good or not bad. You know, in fact, you know, you, whatever 10-year-old, you should have a boundary of getting done what you need to do, which is important. And we know homework is top of the list, or whatever, second, to be nice to your sister. But it really is a good learning.
It allows you to have it. I'm so sorry. It allows you to have so much compassion towards others as well. So their family system may look different because they're going to be a caretaker now, or they're pursuing college sports. So it's like, it just allows me, when I see people's systems, I'm going, oh, okay, so that's a priority for this year. And they're like, oh, I guess I didn't think of it like that. I'm like, well, you're stressed about it? Yeah. I'm like, well, make it a priority, and then you'll feel less stressed about it because you've said it. You've said it out loud, and you've said it to your family, and the systems are so different for everyone that it's, you know, I give examples of how I do mine, but I love to hear that they're like, actually, part of my family system is taking care of my parents. Okay, that's great. That's unique. So it's so self-guided too, or like, I'm in a season where I have to put a lot more in my me system because I went through cancer, or I just got diagnosed with whatever. Then I'm like, okay, well, then your me system is going to be a little bit more priority than your work system right now. So they're so flexible, and they allow me to show compassion towards the kiddo too, where I'm like, hey, this is a big transition year for you. How should we approach this together?
Right. And I think it also helps you to know in your life what you can control, and also what to let go of, because we're always trying to control, like, I will have 2 hours each day to do X, and maybe that is making the food system, the food for the week, my soups, my stews, my, you know, my snacks, my shopping, whatever it is. Probably that's more like 8 hours, but not two. There we go with the reality check. But it also, you know, what you can control in the small amount of time. I'm going to do this. I'm not going to feel guilty. I'm going to give my full attention to it. And then I know I've got time built in tomorrow for these other tasks. So it helps you to really live with more ease.
Absolutely. Especially if you love the food system, you're going to try and find more time for it because it gives you joy. And if you
Right,
don't, then you're
right.
going to find the solutions to get it ordered. You know what I mean? So it's
Right,
such
you're
a
gonna
wonderful way
figure
of
it
looking at
out.
it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, why am I so reluctant to start on the food system? I gotta get going on, I gotta get, and you may just not love that part. So how do you get that handled? And maybe one of your kids can help out and learn how to start practicing cooking meals on their own,
And you
so.
could see their joy be like, oh, wait a minute, this child really does like it. This could be a win-win.
Right. Positive stuff for them, passions, cookbooks, creating cookbooks, which would be fun to do with kids when that,
Yes, oh, I'd love it.
yeah. So looking ahead, looking in the future, what's up with that? Are you going to maintain what you're doing now, or you've got some new ideas to start putting into one of the systems to start doing a 1 to 5% play with?
Well, my systems, I think I've really dialed in. I've been practicing them for about 15 years now. They
Wow.
really are, they're dialed in as far as I always know what the five pillars are. I know what the five
Okay.
systems
And
are,
what are they?
but it's
Just so people, what are your five pillars?
Yes, it's the me system. So answering the question, how do I take care of myself and get a full charge? Okay. Then there's the food system, answering the question, what's for supper? Because we ask that one a lot all day, right? Then there's the family system. What is the legacy you're living and what is the legacy you want to leave behind? Do those two match up? Because if they don't match up, chances are you aren't living how you want to. Then there's the home system, like how are you going to take care of the things in your sanctuary? And then there's the work system. And those are what we suggest for the order, but sometimes one's a little bit fiery, so you can put that one first. Work system, and that's answering the questions who, what, when, where, why, and how. How are you going to do the work? Why are you doing the work? And those kind of questions. So those are my five systems. And so when we're going through a transition, for example, my son is a junior, he's going to be a senior. I just got all the emails from the colleges that are recruiting him
Yeah.
for sports, and we're going, oh, this is going to take a lot of time. So I sat down with my husband and like, this is actually taking some time, and I don't think we're allowing for us to prioritize this. How can we do that? How can we get Gus involved in also telling us? So we decided that on Sunday nights at 9 p.m., we're going to sit for 30 minutes with Gus and kind of talk about like, hey, where are we at with the college situation? Where's your
Nice.
nutrition? Who are the coaches that you're liking? What are the schools that you're liking? So that we can divide and conquer. I don't want to lay it all on him because. Well, he's 17, and so we got to help guide that. But we
Right.
want him involved to know the amount of work it's taking and to honor what mom and dad are doing for him. And so that's just one like thing that I'm doing futuristically to keep using those systems. And then also just looking at our food system. He's requiring much more nutrition
Oh,
because of trying to
interesting.
gain weight for football. So I'm like, our food system is going to change some. And we are, you know, we farm and ranch, so we have meat all the time. And I'm like, we're gonna have to up our meat category
Wow,
so then
goodness.
our food system changes. And so that's what I suggest with everybody is like, zoom out and take a look at these five systems and ask yourself, which one is the most broken? What are the tiny things you can do to improve that system?
Great. Yeah, that's great. And I love the fact you can everything at whatever is happening in the life becomes more of a priority, and throwing solutions at those things and then maybe letting go of something for a little while. But that's great. Now I love how you're getting Gus involved and in the process, so he can see, the questions to ask and what's a priority for him for college. Is it sports, coach, environment, learning, teachings? That's great. So he gets to start stepping up. Yeah. Now,
Because
Rebecca,
that's
I know. Yeah, we gotta bring them in. I love what I'm hearing. How can people get in touch with you for more information?
Oh, awesome. Well, you can listen to my podcast. It's called The Encourager. We're at
Nice.
like 250 plus episodes, so you can binge listen.
Woo-hoo.
They're all about the systems that I'm talking about. Or quick actionable steps. So if you need 30 minutes to feel like, wait, I can do this, definitely listen to the podcast because I always try to give something that you can do immediately so you can feel a little bit more in charge and less chaotic. And I also have an academy, and it's called the encourageracademy.com. And that's where you can watch my digital course of all the systems I just talked about. So they've got a little guided worksheet, so you can kind of guide it along what unique family circumstances you have and your unique priority list. And then you can just fill out the worksheets and start implementing it. The best thing is it's less than 6 hours. You know, nobody needs more content. Nobody needs more content, right? But if it was content that helped you make progress, that would be attractive. And so that's what I've done. It's just a 6-hour digital course. You can take it on a weekend and you have lifetime access to it. So you can go back and be like, okay, my food system is broke. Like, we have got to drastically change some things. And you can just rewatch just that module to make the changes for your family. Or you found out you're burnt out and, you know, your nutrition levels are shot. Okay, well, let's take a look at your me system. We got to prioritize some few things to make yourself well. And so that's what I would send everybody. Go to the encourageracademy.com.
That's great. Okay. encourageacademy.com. Great. Well, this has been a real treat for me to hear about how you have really structured your life to live the best life, most spectacular life possible, because you've really gotten it down to a very workable science. That's what we all need. What is working in our life, and how can we repeat those steps, thoughts, actions, etc.?
The pursuit of joy.
I hear another podcast coming on.
Me too. Let's write that.
All right, Rebecca. Well, thank you once again for your time and wisdom. And it's been a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you so much.
Great.
I'm so grateful that you've listened to the end of this podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and review it, and share it with your friends. I love teaching insights so that you can have a more impactful and meaningful life. It's my mission to build a thriving community of happy, fulfilled people. Want more? Visit my website at yourspectacularlife.com.